So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Just heard it in your news. Democrat Representative LaMonica McIver believes if she disagrees with you, she should be able to hit, kick, punch you, do whatever she likes, especially if you're an ICE agent who we know are the Gestapo. It's according to Tim Walz.
Yes.
Highly credible person, I'm assuming, right?
He's the latest failed vice presidential candidate.
So, I mean, not exactly a fringe figure. Well, mentally maybe, but, you know, in politics. And I don't know if anybody's paying attention to this, but they are gradually, as a group, these Democrats, including James Comey, asserting their right to use violence as speech. It's so gradual. And it's in the news every day, so they're going to work on it. But it's so gradual, we're kind of reacting to this incident, that incident, this incident, that incident. We're not seeing the whole picture. But it's really scary if you step back from it. Because there's two sides to it, okay? There's the justification. This is Vice Presidential Candidate Tim Walz, and now I'm back to being governor of Minnesota at the University of Minnesota, explaining that ICE, they're the modern-day Gestapo. Except he's so unfamiliar with history, he can't say Gestapo.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense, not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye. Just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared.
Well, there are illegal immigrants who also happen to be gang members, and many of them are also residents of El Salvador, actual citizens of that country, not this one. But, you know.
Just minor details.
So modern-day Gestapo, whatever that is.
That's some kind of Italian dessert, isn't it?
It sounds like it would be great. I'll have a little Gestapo on the side. What the heck? No, it's Gestapo, moron. Anyway, but that's what he's trying to say. So there's the justification for it, right? And then you have Democrat Representative LaMonica McIver pretending we haven't all seen her assaulting ICE agents on video. I mean, there's video. And it's the Democrats' own standards, right? I mean, if you pushed somebody, shoved a law enforcement officer on January 6th, by God, you deserve to have your home raided in a pre-dawn raid. CNN truck will be there with the satellite to beam it up. Your whole town will see it. And you'll do 3 years, in federal prison, a lot of it in solitary confinement, right?
Yeah.
That is the standard. You pushed, you shoved, you kicked, you punched a Capitol Police officer. You go to prison, federal prison, for years. Well, I don't understand. If nobody's above the law, why Representative LaMonica McIver is upset about this? She should expect it. But that's where it comes in, the double standard. And we see this every single day. I think the turning point for me in realizing they really think that violence should be speech for them, should be allowed for them, was this segment on MSNBC. And nobody on the panel reacts. This was back in February, right after Trump took office and they started burning Tesla dealerships, bombing them, firing bullets into them, stuff like this. We're talking about a burning Tesla dealership here. We're not talking about peaceful protest. And she's outraged that Trump would hunt down people who would burn down Tesla dealerships.
And then you also overnight have this post claiming that protests at Tesla dealerships are illegal. He said today he would label violence against dealerships domestic terrorism. Now, you know, I am judicious in how I play this sound, but I think you need to hear it from him.
Mr. President, talks about some of the violence that's been going on around the country at dealerships. Some say they should be labeled domestic terrorists.
I will do that. I'll do it. I'm going to stop them. We catch anybody doing it, because they're harming a great American company. Let me tell you, you do it to Tesla and you do it to any company, we're going to catch you and you're going to go through hell.
So just to be clear, you protest a private company, you are labeled by this administration a domestic terrorist.
He's directly asked in her own audio about violence, not protest, violence. Yeah. Listen to how she starts it. Uh-huh. She's justifying violence. This is MSNBC.
But then you also overnight have this post claiming that protests at Tesla dealerships are illegal. He said today he would label violence against dealerships domestic terrorism. Now, you know,
so she's admitting it. Violence against Tesla dealerships, domestic terrorism. She's outraged.
Well, violence equals protest. I mean, so if you can be violent, it's a protest. So thereby it is, it is allowed. It is excused. There's a reason for it because you are protesting when you get violent.
They are normalizing this day in and day out. That Jim Comey interview was so outrageous. And you could tell he's got his trademark smirk going. He knows exactly what he did. He's mocking Trump. He knows he called for him to be assassinated. He knows that. He did it on purpose. Listen to this. Again, we're talking about a guy who just wrote 86 Trump. We all know what that means. He's pretending he doesn't. He does. Listen to how he describes himself.
And I really thought that I was done. I was in another life. I was a grandfather and an author wearing, sweaters and jeans. And then I went for a walk on the beach and posted a silly picture of shells that I thought was a clever way to express a political viewpoint. And actually, I still think it is. I don't see it the way some people are still saying it is. But again, I don't want any part of any violence. I've never been associated with violence. And so that's why I took it down.
So your position, even after all of this, the Secret Service calling you and bringing you in for questioning, is that...
And he goes on to say that he is persecuted by Trump. Trump has been investigating and persecuting him.
Well, Trump needs to investigate him, but anyway.
Yeah. I'm just an elderly grandfather calling for violence. How dangerous could that be? Well, so you've got the two sides. We start the beginning of this segment with Tim Walz giving you the justification. They're Gestapo, okay? Again, not a fringe figure in the Democrat Party. He was Kamala Harris's running mate. They're Gestapo, they're Gestapo, they're Gestapo. You've got James Comey over here, 86 of them, man, 86 of them. I love seashells. I'm just a grandfather. So it's okay if I call for violence. It's all right. And overnight, just huge problem here. I mean, this is trending on X. The left is beginning to tweet this in mass, 8647, in order to gum up the works. They have to investigate every one of them. They're trying to normalize this. I mean, look where we are this week. Donald Trump, Elon Musk, they've been talking about, trying to get women to have more babies. That's a great goal. We should always do that.
That's exactly.
Celebrate life, all of that.
Absolutely.
And they've been, especially in the last couple of weeks, talking about tax incentive for women to have babies, support for IVF to help women have babies. All of this, what gets attacked and firebombed? Yeah. An IVF clinic.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Where is the outrage on that? We always hear about reproductive rights. Well, actually, an IVF clinic is someplace where there's reproduction going on. Now, whether you agree with the way that it is done or not is immaterial, but this was another left-wing nut job that did a suicide car bombing that was one of the biggest explosions in a public area in California in decades.
He's a registered Democrat. He left a manifesto explaining that he is anti-life, and he's also a Satanist. He's an anti-natalist. He didn't ask to be born. I mean,
who has ever asked to be born? No one. You, what a moronic concept. You cannot possibly ask to be born when you don't exist yet.
Regardless, he's a Democrat, and he said in his manifesto, having more children is fascist. It's wrong. He's a registered Democrat, and the media was telling their sheeple, incredibly, that he's a pro-life terrorist.
Yeah.
Like just that level of gaslighting and lying. Right. I mean, it's just unbelievable. He's a pro-life terrorist. That's why he bombed the IVF clinic? That
he's
doesn't make sense.
He's an anti-life terrorist who admitted to it.
Look, we're almost at the point now we don't have anyone attacking, bombing, killing who isn't a Democrat. I mean, Thomas Crooks is a perfect example. He was a troll on Gab. How do you ignore that? The FBI simply doesn't come by to pick up the contents of his account, which was frozen by the owner of Gab, Andrew Torba. And he finally, Torba, remember, had to embarrass the FBI. Why haven't you been by? I've contacted you. He's a liberal troll, loved Biden, hated Trump, was on Gab trolling conservatives. He is a Democrat. He tried to kill the president. What, you don't want his account? I've frozen it and preserved it for you. Why won't you return my phone calls? This is the FBI is out there lying and telling people we don't really know his political ideology. And he registered Republican so he could vote in a primary. Of course he did, because Joe Biden had already been selected. So this is just part of the pretend, the cover up of the fact that the left is getting increasingly violent. I mean, look at the golf course shooter, the second assassin. He's got the Kamala Harris sticker on his van in his driveway, and we're pretending we cannot possibly know why he did it.
Yeah. Oh boy.
You know, it's a vicious cycle. They egg it on, because they want it. You know, they're high-fiving each other in their newsrooms when another Democrat does this. And then they put on their game face and they go out there on TV. We cannot possibly know, but he seems to be a Republican. Oh, just another one.
Yeah.
Bites the dust. It's every week now. Comey tapped right into this. You know why he did? He knows it's hot. He saw former Washington Post and New York Times reporter Taylor Lorenz, we all did, on CNN, talking about the biggest growth I ever got in my following is when I started praising the murderer, Luigi Mangione. Democrats love murder, and she's on TV. It's great. And the host is laughing with her. You think Comey didn't see that? By the way, his book comes out next week. What do you tap into if you want to sell Democrats' books? Violence and murder? Comey knows. We all do. Pretending we don't, but we do.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Y'all, this is too good to be true, except it actually happened. Bernie Sanders, on his oligarchy tour, to assure us that Trump and Elon Musk are oligarchs for wanting to combat Democrat fraud or something. Fresh off his oligarchy tour, does the flagrant podcast with a guy by the name of Andrew Schultz. He's a lifetime Democrat. And admits the Democrat Party is a threat to democracy. Why? Well, he made a stunning admission. He said they haven't had a free and fair election in the Democrat Party primary elections since 2008. The elites, you know the ones, who keep telling us no one is above the law and also that that their voters live in a democracy. He admits, yeah, they control the primaries. We don't let these stupid sheeple who vote for us actually pick a candidate. Can you imagine doing that? They're too dumb. We're so much smarter. And he admits he's a victim of that. And you know what? I agree. They rigged that primary so that Hillary could win. And now you've actually got Bernie admitting it. Listen to this.
But then could we not also say if ostensibly there hasn't been a fair primary for the Democrats since 2008, are they not also a threat to democracy? Yes. We often hear.
Fair enough. That is. Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that point.
Thank you. This is what we've been saying for years. Now, this is only half of it, right? They also rigged general. They used the FBI, censorship, Russia collusion hoaxes, break all kinds of federal campaign laws. Hillary Clinton did, faking the Steele dossier. So they use intelligence agency censorship. And of course, when they need to, outright voter fraud. So yeah, they rigged a general too, as we've demonstrated exhaustively here. If you're new here, I have documented that down literally to the state voting level. I'm not going to do it again because everybody's heard it. You can go back on my Battleground podcast if you like. I do it through mass voter fraud with fake voters who are registered, ghost voters, illegal immigrant voters, and then just by breaking absentee ballot rules to give people absentee ballots who aren't eligible to have them. They do that in the tens of thousands win the election. They did it in this election too, I'm sure. It's just the margin for Trump was so big we swamped him this time. But nah, we're not at the general yet. No, they fixed those too. But yeah, they fixed the primaries. This is a controlled process. We haven't had anything like a Democratic voting process in a long time. Here's the full clip. Andrew Schultz, lifelong Democrat on the Flagrant podcast, puts it to Bernie Sanders because he can see it. We don't have a democracy. We have an oligarchy. And the oligarchs are the Democrat Party leadership.
And we felt that over the last four elections, Democrats, we felt that we didn't have a say on who could be president. We talk a lot about the Republicans being autocrats and oligarchs and taking over democracy. But from the Democrat perspective, and I'm a lifelong Democrat, I felt like the Democratic Party completely removed the democratic process from its constituents. And they, I think they need to have some accountability of that.
No argument here.
I donated for you. I mean, I wanted you to, like, 2016, I was like, this is going to happen. This guy's going to do it. And it felt like they stole it from you. And I'll be honest, it broke my heart when you supported him.
Look, but you have, in the world that I live in, you got a choice. And, I mean, a lot of people, including my wife, agree with you. But, you know, you're down to a choice. Is it going to be Hillary Clinton or is it going to be Donald Trump? Not a great choice.
But it ended up being him anyway, so why don't we burn it down?
Well, because it's easy to say burning it down means that children are not going to have, you know, food to eat, that the schools will deteriorate, people will not have health care.
I got it.
And I, you know, I'm an elected official. I got to represent the people.
That's fair.
And I can't turn my back on.
But then could we not also say if ostensibly there hasn't been a fair primary for the Democrats since 2008?
No.
Are they not also a threat to democracy? Yes. We often hear.
Fair enough. That is, yeah, I'm not going to argue with that point.
And there it is.
But then could we not also say if ostensibly there hasn't been a fair primary for the Democrats since 2008, are they not also a threat to democracy? Yes. We often hear.
Fair enough. That is, yeah, I'm not going to argue with that point.
Now, remember, it's not just Bernie. RFK wanted to run against Joe Biden. Folks, I'm grateful they didn't let him. He may have beaten Biden, and he might have beaten Trump. Had everything been fair? Had they not tried to rig the election by putting Trump in prison for 700 years? He was very unpopular in the polls, including Rasmussen, until they did that. The Democrats screwed up and reinflated Trump. But remember what they did. They went state by state by state, changing state laws to keep RFK out of that primary. What does that tell you? The polling told them he was a threat to Biden and control by the fascist cabal that leads the Democrat Party, the true fascists, the true globalists. So RFK finally threw his hands up and went, okay, I'm not allowed to run a Democrat primary. I'll run with Trump. I'll do that. So Bernie isn't even the latest. You start going into what they did to RFK and listen to him. He's giving speeches about it. It's unbelievable. This is how Wall Street, how the big money makers, how the BlackRocks control the Democrat Party. Maybe the Democrats control them. It's hard to say. But Democrats haven't had a free and a fair election in years, and someone finally spoke it. Is he going to get canceled? Will he be canceled? Because you don't say true things either. That's one of the cardinal rules of the Democrat oligarchs. You don't say true things. So I don't know if that guy's in trouble, if he's going to be okay. But
so you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
We don't kill people or threaten to kill people because you disagree with them. It's going to be a tough lesson to learn for this man.
That's Nancy Mace in Greenville fighting the same fight. It's all the same fight. In her case, it was Samuel Cain, who thinks he's a woman, goes by Roxy and point blank threatened to kill her. I mean, it wasn't ambiguous. It was very clear. Said he was going to do it with a gun. Why? He's a Democrat. He can. He can't. They are asserting their right to do this, folks. This is not new. Not new. Here's James Comey asserting his right. What if I want to promote my book? I'm just a grandfather in a sweater. It's okay if I advocate for the death of the president.
You are back in the middle of a political firestorm.
Yeah, for walking on the beach with my wife. So I don't know how we ended up here. Never occurred to me that it was any kind of controversial thing, but that's the time we live in.
Well, no, for them, it's not. Folks, if you haven't spent any time on Blue Sky, spend some time on Blue Sky. Put Luigi Mangione's name into Blue Sky. I do it still occasionally. I put this Comey thing in on Blue Sky. It is nothing but violent, bloodthirsty, seething rage. Oh, it's nothing but 8647 on Blue Sky. They think it's awesome. They even put up cartoons and graphics of Trump being killed. You know what you can't find on Blue Sky? Anybody going, come on, guys. Now, we don't want to kill him, okay? We just want to defeat him politically. You will not find that. That is what James Comey is tapping into. It is an orgy of violence and violent fantasies against anyone who disagrees with them. Folks, can I walk you back from it? If you haven't been listening to me for a long time, many of you are new. I think we've added 30,000 new listeners in the last year. I'll have to keep that in mind. I have talked to you for years about how the Democrats are using the Russian Revolution playbook. What is the Russian Revolution playbook? The reason they selected it is because the society in Russia at the time of the Communist Revolution was very much like America is today. There were a ton of ex-service members in the Russian population. People were heavily armed. This was not a country where the guns were taken before the revolution. How do you defeat that if you are a small cadre of Marxists who represent, I don't know, maybe 15, 20% of the population? The way that they did. And it is what the Democrats are doing. Black Lives Matter, the group, was a copy of that. And what they started with was throwing acid in police officers' faces. That became very popular. The group of Marxists that were doing it started raising money. They had a group. All the politicians donated to that group. They were called the Cadets. They're dead now, but they're called the Cadets because they didn't want acid thrown in their faces. They thought they could buy them off. Republicans acted a very similar way with Black Lives Matter, that they could accommodate them. That's how it started. This has been going on, folks, since the time of Marx in their societies, 1848, when he wrote the Communist Manifesto. It will not change. It always ends the same way. And so they began, for 19 years, normalizing violence against their political opponents. That's how it started. Oh, we'll just attack cops. We don't like cops. Then it became anyone who spoke out about it. Then it became judges who tried to prosecute them. And soon you couldn't prosecute them because they would show up at the jury, the judges' homes, and kill their families. If you spoke out against them, they had torture squads. They'd come to your house. They were heavily armed. And gradually, after the murders of 22,000 people on an individual basis, heading into the Russian Revolution, before they even ever took power or grabbed the reins of the government, no one would speak out against them. They were terrified to. That's where they're going. That's where they're going. From Luigi Mangione to James Comey, the left is gradually normalizing the idea of assassinating those who oppose them. Right now it's tongue-in-cheek, but that's how it started, Russian Revolution. They have done it in country after country since their hero, Karl Marx, first published the Communist Manifesto in 1948. You fail to stop them now? It always ends the same way, with anyone who opposes them dead. It's history. Read it. Che Guevara is a great example of that. He was young. He was hip, like Luigi Mangione. Whoever he killed probably deserved to die. Did you see the Motorcycle Diaries? Oh, man, he was so hot on the cover of that. We're back there. Luigi Mangione even looks like him. And under Biden, they were beginning to do the other thing Marxists always do, silence their opponents through government censorship while demanding their right to free speech, which they want to include openly calling for the murder of their opponents. And how did that end during the Russian revolutions? 19 years of that. Didn't happen overnight. 19 years of that, with Marxist torture and murder squads breaking into people's homes, killing them and their families, till no one dared speak out against them. And again, the crazy thing about that, at the time, pre-1919, went on for 20 years, they hadn't even seized control of the government yet managed to silence the entire population through fear. And you're seeing it. You're seeing it every single day. Here's James Comey. It's very normal to threaten to kill, to encourage the murder of your political opposition. He was just walking on the beach, man.
You were back in the middle of a political firestorm.
Yeah, for walking on the beach with my wife. So I don't know how we ended up here. Never occurred to me that it was any kind of controversial thing, but that's the time we live in.
So take me back to the walk on the beach.
We were walking on the beach. We went to the beach to prepare for this week, which was the launch of my book, and to think about the book and to prepare to answer questions about it. And we were walking back towards the road, and we saw in the sand someone had arranged shells with numbers. And Patrice, my wife, said, "Why would someone put an address in the sand?" And I said, "I don't know." And we stood over it, and I said, "You know, I think it's some kind of like political message." And she said, "You know, 86, when I was a server," she did a lot of work in restaurants, "meant to remove an item from the menu when you ran out of ingredients." And I said, "Well, to me, as a kid, it always meant to leave a place, to ditch a place." I said, "That's really clever." So then she said, "You should take a picture of that." And I did. And I posted it on my Instagram account and thought nothing more of it until I heard through her that people were saying it was some sort of a call for assassination, which is crazy. But I took it down. I don't, even if I think it's crazy, I don't want to be associated with violence of any kind.
Oh, he knew exactly what he was doing. Folks, again, Taylor Lorenz just did a whole tour on CNN talking about she's never had more followers since she started lionizing and praising Luigi Mangione. People love him. Why? He's a murderer. Democrats have bloodlust. They have vengeance. Why? Because they don't lose. They've always controlled the narrative. They don't know how to exist where they actually have to have a debate, can't censor their opponents, either through completely controlling the media or actual censorship by the FBI. That guy's friends. The FBI, he created, he recruited for, he staffed. You want to know something wild this week? You know something wild about that? That guy you just heard right there? Here's the current director of the FBI laying out Comey's crimes over the weekend.
"But when the likes of Comey and McCabe and Strzok and company came in here with the James Bakers of the world and intentionally lied to a federal court only to rig a presidential election by lying to the American public and using taxpayer dollars, likely illegally, to fund this entire operation and then withhold exculpatory information from a federal court that I used to appear before to manhunt terrorists, that's what broke the FBI. And then when they were caught, they lied about it."
That's four felonies right there, by the way. Lying under oath to Congress, lying under oath to court, that's 5 years prison. It's a felony. The illegal use of the money and refusing to give evidence Trump was innocent to the court, that's a felony too at the federal level. Four felonies right there. Current director of the FBI. Saying this about the former director of the FBI. Folks, this country is crazy. Folks, we watched Democrat Representative LaMonica McIver assault ICE officers, and not just once. Now she has been criminally charged for assaulting those ICE agents. But it's on video, okay? And she's already crying. What is her excuse? Not that she didn't do it. No. She says she was doing oversight. So beating the nice ICE officer was part of the oversight. Why? She's a Democrat. She expects to walk into somewhere and shove people around violently if she doesn't get her way, and especially if they're ICE agents. As we all know, they're bad. They are establishing precedent here. It's something the Democrats are brilliant at. Yes, I get to shove. Yes, I get to push. Yes, I get to hit. If it's an ICE agent, it's okay. When they do this and the Democrat leadership backs them, folks, we're already seeing across the country mobs show up and get between ICE and the illegal immigrant gang member. We've seen that in a couple instances, now just in the last few weeks. So you see your Democrat leadership get violent. You're told by Tim Walz in that University of Minnesota speech that ICE is like the Gestapo. No, ICE is carrying out the law of the land. If you don't like the law about illegal immigration, you want whoever to be able to come in here anytime, murderers, rapists, whoever, total open borders, change the law. Have you noticed this? The one thing they're not talking about doing? Change the law. ICE is carrying out the law of this country. Just change it. Just propose it. Hey, you know what? We're going to have open borders legislation. Anyone can come here. They'll be American as soon as they get their foot over. We'll hand them the voter card. They'll vote Democrat. Hey, let's do it. Let's see if Americans like it. But they're not doing that. They're arguing for lawlessness. We get to do whatever we want. Oh, and it's political speech.
Your position, even after all of this, the Secret Service calling you and bringing you in for questioning, is that the phrase, the message on the shells was political speech and is political speech.
Yeah, by somebody. I actually didn't think of it as political speech by me, but I thought, what a clever way to express a political view. The shells were the same color for each of the letters, so different colors for the letters. It took a lot of work. Somebody with artistic flair did that, and I have a hard time believing it was anybody with a dark intention, and it certainly was no dark intention on my part, on my spouse's part.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Maxine Waters, you get in their face. Another texter writes, Tara, I really want to know why people with the power to change or make people accountable just talk and it never goes anywhere. Example, what Comey did is there an answer. Yes. Well, I hope he'll be charged. He does too, because his book comes out next week. That's why he's doing all this. That's the telling thing that I want you to take away from this hour, is that when James Comey and his wife had a conversation about how do we sell this book to people, they went, well, we got to tap into what's hot. What's hot? Murder. Murder is hot. Violence is hot on the Democrat side. And so he tweets 8647, which, by the way, he didn't find out on the beach. They did that. I don't know if his wife did it or he did. They did that. That's why he's got that smirky smile on his face. When you do that with a guy who's faced two assassination attempts in the last year, by liberal shooters who openly supported your party, you know what you're doing. You're tapping into the Luigi Mangione sentiment. Murder is hot. I want to sell my book. So that's what I go with, because that's what they've got the base primed for.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.